Hi, my name is Alan from LRB Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. In 2025, the affordability of condominiums in Singapore outside Central Region or OCR remain a focus point for prospective homeowners and investors. Despite moderate price growth in recent years, OCR condos continue to attract significant buyer interest due to their relatively affordability, robust demand from HDB upgraders, and attractive government land sale that dot the city-state. Here, we will be exploring their price movement and upcoming new homes in the coming months. Will we be seeing an easing of OCR prices? Or will OCR prices continue to chong ahead? Then what about the resale market? Will we be seeing a revival on this market segment? As of quarter 1 2025, OCR condo prices have exhibited steady growth, according to the Urban Redevelopment Authority. Private non-landed residential property in the OCR experienced a quarter-on-quarter price increase of 0.3%, mainly driven by new project launch in the suburb districts. Let us recap how much prices have gone up in 2024. Based on URA data, CCR moved 4.5%, RCR moved by 5.8%, and OCR by 3.7%. This after OCR chong 13.7% for the whole of 2023. Frankly speaking, very scary for OCR prices to move up by so much. Let me run some data again for the past 10 years. I've used resale data for condos and apartments, but exclude EC so that our analysis will be more accurate. Based on the chart, OCR has moved 48% since 2015, RCR by 45%. Not too bad. And lastly, RCR has inched up by 18%. Hold on, I know some will say this means CCR will have more upside ahead due to a narrowing in prices between the RCR and OCR. Well, you can technically say that too, because if OCR and CCR prices are closing the gap, it makes more sense to move into CCR. Let me write another set of data which comprise all sales which include new sales from developers launch. OCR has moved up by a whopping 65%. This followed by RCR at 60% and CCR by a mere 23%. Interesting number, right? CCR has fared poorer as compared to RCR and OCR. Here, what can we conclude? Well, there are a few reasons to this, but one of them is the appeal of the heartland. Simple as ABC. Resale volume has also surged, with OCR accounting for 52% of all resale transactions in 2024. This indicates strong demand, particularly among HDB upgraders, seeking more spacious living options. The appeal of OCR condos is further enhanced by their affordability compared to properties in the RCR and CCR. However, the big question is, will OCR price correct and crash? Don't kanchong first. Stay tuned to the end, and I will tell you later. What is driving up the prices? It boils down to supply and demand. Simple as that. The government has mentioned that they are closely monitoring the situation and have made the necessary cooling measure over the past years. They have also ramped up GLS program to dampen the demand, especially in the resale market. All in all, the intention is to drive down the spike in prices, which is not healthy on all fronts. However, it really puzzles me that when a GLS site is launched, it will usually be sold at a higher price due to land and construction costs. This will further push up the resale value in the vicinity. At this rate, how will resale prices come down? You get what I mean? A good example is the latest GLS site that was sold in Bayshore. This record price of 1388 PSF means that the break-even cost is already 2343 PSF. Let's add another 20% margin. The expected selling price will be 2800 per square feet. For high floor C facing unit, I won't be surprised they will even touch 3000 per square feet. In such a scenario, if you are staying in nearby seaside residence, or the older condos in the Bayshore area, will you be dropping price or increase price instead? First stop, Auto Place EC at Tengah. This is an executive condominium site that is targeted to be launched in July 2025. There will be approximately 600 units. It's located near Bukit Batok West MRT station. Needless to say more, EC is sure what. How much will it be going for? Based on the break-even cost, expected selling price will be 1,006 to 1,007 per square feet. Possible? I think so. EC has a good margin anyway. You build and they confirm come. Okay, Some will say EC is a subsidized housing and may not be reflective of the condos in the OCR area. Never mind. Let's go to the second project. Next up, Canberra Crescent. This site is situated at the northern region of Singapore, has emerged as a residential hotspot in recent years. The area appeal is bolstered by its proximity to Canberra MRT station and the development of amenities like Canberra Plaza. This upcoming development has 376 units. Based on the break-even cost of 1536 PSF, estimated selling price will be 1836 PSF. Will they touch 2000 per square feet? Seriously? Possibly. Woodland already touched 2000 per square feet. So why not? Correct? Woodland, Sambawang, summer lah. I know at this junction, some will say, Alan, crazy lah. So expensive, how to make money? Okay, let me kepo and take a look at the newest kids of the block. The Komodo just across the street. I recall when it was first launched, it was selling for 1003 PSF for the bigger unit to 1600 per square feet for the smaller unit. It was insane then. Jose Liao, today, they are selling for 1005 to 1009 per square feet. The four most recent profitable transactions are making healthy returns. Very amazing, right? Springleaf residents offer a unique blend of nature and connectivity. Located just a 2-minute walk from Springleaf MRT station on the Thompson East Coast Line. The development comprises 941 residential units spread across 344,000 square feet of land. Based on the land cost, construction, professional fees and margin, the project estimated selling price will be between 2,000 and 2,200 per square feet. Possible or not? I don't think they will do a lay-long sale. These two developers already doing roaring business in land talk. I doubt they even need to do that. Anyway, there are another two launches in the OCR area which I wouldn't be elaborating in this video. They are located in D'Souza Avenue of Jalan Jurong Kechil and Faber Walk located in Clementi. The pricing of OCR condos varies based on location, amenities and proximity to transportation hub. New launch in the OCR are projected to be priced between 2,000 and 2,200 per square feet, with the exception of the only EC in the second half of the year. In contrast, resale condo in the OCR offer more competitive pricing. As of 2025, the average unit price of non-landed private home sold in the OCR was 1627 PSF in the resale market. This is in contrast to the 2295 per square feet sold in 2025. This is a 41% difference. If I trace it back to 2015, back then the average PSF for resale condo was only 1099 PSF. New homes were doing 1209 PSF. This is only a 10% difference. This substantial price gap between new and resale units provide opportunity for buyers prioritizing values. In 2025, OCR condos continue to present affordable option for home buyers and investors. Steady price growth, driven by strong demand and strategic government land sales, ensure a healthy supply of residential units. While new launch offer modern amenities and connectivity, resale condo provide value-driven alternatives. As Singapore urban landscape evolve, the OCR remain a compelling choice for those seeking a balance between affordability, convenience, and potential for capital appreciation. The only external shock is the trade tariffs that could impact Singapore economy and ultimately hurt employability. But I think the greatest threat in the foreseeable future is still AI. If you have not kept pace to stay relevant, good luck to you. If you have, the world is your oyster. That's all. I hope you have enjoyed this video. Please help me to like and share. Thank you so much for watching and see you again soon.